Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if the stories are correct, the Turks let slip today, maybe they were told to, I don't know, that the U.S. and Ukraine, at some level, were having a conference, a meeting of the minds, or a meeting of the communists. I don't know. It's reported. I've got it up there, and we'll see. Mitchell Henderson is back tonight. Mitchell is with us once a week to really give an extraordinary portrayal of the current geopolitical military crisis we're in, and with a look forward as best we can as to where it may go. And we know now that, let's call it Western Kherson, the western half of the city, which is divided by the Dnieper River, is now back in the hands of the communists. They can call them Nazis all they want, but they're just Bolshevik communists and fascists too. It mixes. So they've got control of it, and they're obviously killing collaborators, which everyone expected would happen. It's a pretty ugly situation. Meanwhile, 30,000 Russian troops were evacuated across the Dnieper River into the eastern part of Kherson with fully fortified positions ready, and then they used their own sappers to blow the bridge, what was left of it. So there's no access. The Ukes are not going to swim across that river. They're not going to put a pontoon bridge across that river. They're not going to build a new bridge across the river. The only real big strategic question seems to be, are they going to blow up the dam? And it's a big, wide, wide dam, all hundreds of yards wide. It's not like a big Hoover Dam kind of a thing. If you look at it, you'll see. It's a different kind of a picture. So we will see. And if they do that to destroy the hydroelectric power potential, I wouldn't be surprised. These people, they're insane. Mitchell, welcome back. I'm going to shut up here.
What you're saying is very true. It's you know, when I talked to people last about Kherson and stuff, the fact is the Russians are humane. Okay, they
absolutely
have almost a 500,000 people in the area, and the Ukrainians want to blow that dam and kill everybody there. So the Russians don't want all these people murdered. You know, they're concerned with people's lives, so they evacuated them across the river to safety.
For over a month, they evacuated them. Over a month.
Kherson, they don't have to blow the dam.
Well, one would think not. Yeah.
Yep.
That city is split. The area, no, it doesn't. The area of Kherson is, the urban area is split by the river.
Right.
So they pulled their troops, and over 100,000 residents of Kherson, or Kherson, whatever you want, over to the east side, and they saved them. Those who chose to stay, many of them are paying the ultimate price, I understand. You're getting reports.
Oh, yeah.
They're just taking them out and killing them. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. You collaborated. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
So those Ukes are great, aren't they? Just the best.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. They act just like Bolsheviks. They are Bolsheviks. We're Bolsheviks, too.
Thank you very much.
You know, we're going to see that here. Just give it some time. So what I want to talk tonight is about the coming Second American Revolution, the Second Civil War, and the fall of the American Empire.
Okay,
so I'm saying this from the militia point of view. Last time, a lot of them listened to the show about the election, and I was on the phone to them within a week, and they're telling me, "You called it. You know, it was right." And they told me what their plans are, because I've been wondering for a long time what they plan to do. So, anyways, I had a lot of long conversations with some people, and this is what they basically told me. They said, if the immoral Antichrist Marxist Democrats rigged the election in 2020 and then, against the odds, so flagrantly cheated again in 2022, then democracy is officially and actually over in America. We do not have a legitimate government, and the government has declared war on the people of the United States. You are not enemies of the state. Rather, the state is the enemy of the people. It is a government against us, not for us. There will never be another free and fair election in America again. The Bolshevik oppressors are out for blood. We will see them incur a great deal of pain on the American people in the coming months. Keep in mind that the government of the United States is not a legitimate government, and you have no duty to obey them. Your duty is to the Constitution, not to the usurpers. The Marxist Democrats have declared war on the people of the United States. They are making war on the United States and on the Constitution of the United States. The Marxist Democrats are a disease. They and all that support them are, in fact, traitors to the Constitution and the American people. Yes, Trump will run for president in 2024. However, Trump is the pretext for the destruction of our democracy. Marxist Democrats cheated twice to keep Trump and his supporters out of office. There is no possibility of Trump winning in 2024. You would have to be delusional to think it a possibility. Yes, Benjamin Netanyahu made it back into office in Israel, but then Israel has free and fair elections. The United States does not, and the Marxist Democrats have perfected their election rigging skills. Trump has zero chances for being elected. Even if 90% of the people vote for him, he will still not be elected. As Stalin said, it is not the voters that determine the outcome of elections, but the people that count the votes, which are the Marxist Democrats. So this week I talked to various militias from west to east coast and asked them what they intend to do now that freedom is dead in America. Mm-hmm. Those I talked to are referred to as the American Revolutionary Front. That's what they want me to refer to them as. Okay. So, American nationalist militias have declared war on the pedophile Marxist Democrats on November 9th, 2022, what they call Revolution Day. They have not declared war on America or the American people. They are struggling for America against the satanic usurper Marxist Democrats. Trump Republicans and QAnon followers have declared November 11th, 2022, Resurrection Day. So a revolution is coming as the federal government cracks down on Republicans, Trump supporters, and straight white people. It is time to protect yourself from the Bolsheviks. They predict that the Second American Revolution will lead to the Second American Civil War. The revolution began on November 9th, but it will be a very bloody and long revolution and civil war. The United States as an empire is over. It was never supposed to be an empire. We cannot be dictators of the world and be free ourselves. Our political elite will try to run us as they run the world, as a capricious and arbitrary totalitarian dictatorship. Okay, so they put their heads together. They actually thought about this a lot in general. Okay, so this is, they said, passive action to support the revolution. Militias depend on all of us for support. If you are too afraid to get directly involved, you can participate in passive measures. First, you need to cut off the enemy's flow of intelligence. They suggest that you scrub all electronic media. This means get a new computer and destroy completely the hard drive of your old computer. The best way is to scratch the face of the hard drive and dissolve it in hydrofluoric acid. Be careful doing this. Just a few drops of hydrofluoric acid on your skin can kill you. It soaks up all the calcium in your body and causes you to have a heart attack. Please be careful. All paper trails should be destroyed also. Shred, burn, and crush ashes. If you cannot burn, put all the paperwork in a bucket with Clorox bleach, and it will turn into a mush. Okay. So before the election, the Department of Justice put out an alert for anti-election protests. Those protests are not covered by the freedom of assembly. You have no right to be white or Republicans. They have already declared both whiteness and republicanism as a crime. This means that everything you say through any media can and definitely will be used against you. No, there is no freedom of speech either. You must wipe your past life clean because you are an enemy of the state. They say this all of the time. Please take the hint. So you must erase all evidence of your past patriotic life, if for no other reason as to not provide evidence for your internment, imprisonment, or execution. Remember that if you are a white patriot, there is no way that you will get a fair trial. Don't give them the evidence to prove their case. That is the self-protection protection aspect. The counterintelligence aspect is to cease using any social media unless you are making yourself go on record as woke. The Bolshevik Democrats are gathering intelligence on you rather comprehensively. Social media shares everything with the FBI. Yes, everything you write or retweet. Social media belongs to the enemy. It is the greatest intelligence gathering operation in history. Neuter it. Get off of social media. From now on, communications are to coordinate things in your life and getting work done. Never express an opinion through electronic media. There is zero privacy. There is no such thing as communication security. To build a counterintelligence profile, step one is to change your party registration to Democrat. This is to protect you and also deprives the Marxist Democratic Party's information about its membership. You should never vote again in an election. The militia said that after election postmortem, they may refine the election strategy. I don't know what they're talking about until they tell me. Okay, so the militia say that in 2020, our election was rigged. Because the mainstream media constantly says that our elections are free and fair, you should understand that they definitely are not. It is only the official narrative that you should ignore. They encouraged everybody to vote in the 2022 midterm election so that you would know that the elections were rigged and it would be personal for you. The militias were, in fact, waiting for this rigged election so that people would know who the real enemy is the state, basically.
Yeah. So let me say something, Mitch, if I might.
Go ahead, sure.
I truly believe, and I'm not alone. Many of you, I'm sure, have this thought before I did, or had this thought before I did. They bulldozed this through in 2020, and they've spent the last 2 years refining their techniques and technologies. This went through so smooth, comparative to 2020, that we really, there's no reason to vote anymore. None, in my view. I'm speaking now as an American citizen who has watched this like you have. All you people have watched this very closely, and you folks around the world probably have similar issues. There's no reason to vote anymore because they will throw any election anywhere, anytime they want. And that's the status and the crisis we're in. That's as bad as it gets. So why vote? I'm serious. Except on the local level. Let me make that clear. Your local city council, your local county government, you've got something to say there. So you good people who still care, I would urge you to run at the local level and support local levels. And if some crazy-ass gun control act, like in Oregon, gets on the ballot, vote against that. But it's not going to matter. That was losing here by over 20 points, Mitch, and it ended up passing 52-48. They made it pass. The whole thing is beyond rigged. Beyond rigged. And your militia people know it. And I think that's what they're saying. Yeah.
So what they're doing when I said the post-mortem is they're trying to figure out exactly where the cheating is and stuff. Because they also mentioned to me they're gonna make a statement next week about it. But they said that you should vote in local elections or even in state elections, even vote for your senator in your state. And they're gonna say the states that should vote, but nobody should vote for president anymore. Absolutely
Amen.
Not.
Yeah,
and if you live in any of the states they don't mention, you should not vote for anything except at the local level. Okay, so next, they need the world to know. Notice how Marxist Democrat election rigging tries to make all contacts close, no more than 1% to 5% spread. Look at the results of this election. What are the odds that the majority of contests were, in fact, very close? The objective of boycotting all future elections until human liberation is to let the world know that America is, in fact, not a free or democratic nation. Victory in the revolution means we need to make America a pariah nation among the nations of the world. If you vote in 2024, the Marxist Democrat will, no matter what, win. If only real Democrats vote for their candidate, it is likely that he or she will win with over 90% of the vote. The nations of the world will then see and understand that America is no longer a democracy, but a totalitarian dictatorship. America will lose its moral standing in the world. This grossly undercuts the power of the Marxist Democrats. If half the world has learned to say no to America now, most will say no after the next bogus presidential election. Kamala Harris got less than 1% of the votes in 2020 primaries. She is less popular than Pedo Joe. Yet she will likely be the candidate for the first black female president of the United States. Could they elect her? In 1996, Yeltsin had an approval rating of less than 5%, but the Marxist Democrats engineered his reelection. They know how to do this. Keep in mind that we have grossly interfered in Russian elections, but Russia has had little impact on our elections. The big 2016 Russian interference was a private businessman that paid $100,000 to interfere in our election. That's chicken shit. I'm sorry. The Marxist Democrats are masters of hyperbole. They always blow everything out of proportion, and they always blame everybody else for doing exactly what they do. When they say Republicans are a threat to the democracy, they mean Democrats are a threat to your democracy, and they know they are. Okay? So the militias have been gathering information for years. They have already gathered the names and addresses of all current Democrats. If you register as a Democrat starting now, you will not be on their lists. They have the list of the people who are real Democrats. You see, there will be no list of Republican voters if everybody registers as a Democrat. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime has stated clearly that they are at war with the anti-democratic racist Republicans. Feel like you are abandoning the Republican Party? The Republican Party has, in fact, abandoned you. Republican politicians do not condemn vote rigging because destroying the legitimacy of the elections destroys their legitimacy. They are only concerned with their own personal careers. They put their political careers before the Constitution,
so
before the American people.
Disgusting. Disgusting beyond words.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree.
Because the Republican Party did not fight for us, we need to quit acting like they are on our side. Clearly, they are not. In 2024, there should not be a single Republican left in office except for two-thirds of the senators. By 2028, there should not be any Republican senators left. We cannot possibly get our freedom back by voting. That is out of the question. So the militias will not be able to know if any Republicans voted. They will be enemies of the revolution and traitors. Well, no, they will know if any voted, and they will be enemies of the revolution and traitors. You do not have to do anything except do nothing to help the revolution. Quit pretending that you live in a democracy and act accordingly. If you vote, you lend legitimacy to the Marxist Democrats. You are an enemy of liberty. You may think this is harsh, but it is a revolution and the kid gloves have come off. This is a war between godless satanic Democrats and freedom. This is life or death. They would like you to go along with this because they are not asking much and they are risking their lives for your freedom. Please help. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what they wanted me to ask, okay? So they suggest that you go further to camouflage yourself. Join social justice organizations or get on their mailing list. This will fill your social media with politically correct emails. Join the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Greenpeace, the Sierra Club. Financially have paper trails going to social justice warrior organization and causes. The enemy will trace your financials. This is all for self-protection. And the militia is telling you to do this, so it's not going to be used against you, okay? They already know who the enemy is. If you haven't already noticed, these are the things used as evidence against you. You need to hide deep from the Antichrist Bolsheviks. Beware of FBI infiltrators. Watch for people that act and speak like patriots that suggest doing crimes. A new militia member should not be suggesting any actions, which is for leadership to carefully consider and plan. Mm-hmm. This would be an agent's provocateur, and yes, the FBI legally uses them. If you suggest an action and someone brings it openly to your attention that is an illegal act, it is standard for undercover cops to do this in order to establish criminal intent. So that is a tell. If somebody says, oh, you know, that is illegal, that's a tell. Okay.
Got it.
If someone insists on controlling the place and time of action, that is an undercover cop behavior. If they simply cannot do it on a federal holiday, then you know they are cops. If you are fighting for your freedom and risking your life, then working on a federal holiday should not be an issue. If someone always has excuses for everything, they are a cop. What should you do if you think you have identified an undercover agent or snitch? Simply walk away and break all contact. That makes them a useless informant, and the feds will drop them. You can get retribution once the revolution has succeeded. Don't waste your time on them now. If you do, you are not focusing or prioritizing on the mission. You have allowed yourself to play their game. You have given them the initiative. At any rate, killing them will only bring more heat to you. Walking away takes heat off of you. As the revolution picks up steam and the tide turns in our favor, then it is time for an aggressive counterintelligence stance where traitors are executed. Until then, it hurts, not helps. Murdering snitches is how they can strangle the revolution in its crib. Just walk away from them. I learned this to do this from the Cali cartel in Colombia. That's what their policy was. Yeah. It's a wise policy. So do not do mass shootings or terrorist acts. They alienate decent people.
No.
Militias are fighting for the liberty of decent people. They are a treasure. Don't hurt or alienate them. This is the decent people. If you go out and murder innocent people and children, you deserve to fail. Everything the militia does is revolutionary propaganda. They need to be the allies of the people, liberators, not a threat to them. Marxist Democrats are going to call them threats to everybody. They're not a threat to decent people.
Oh, I know. Public enemy number one. Terrorists.
Yeah, yeah. We've been hearing
Hold
it.
On. Yeah, hold on just a second, Mitch. We have to pause. Okay. I'll be right back with Mitchell Henderson, another extraordinary amount of information, important information. Hang on. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Mitchell Henderson is here, as he is each week, giving us a very good overview of a whole lot of things. This time, the American Patriot Movement, the Second American Revolution, the Second American Civil War. Yes, both seem to be right on top and in front of the desk. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, so keep in mind that they're suggesting that you register as a Democrat and you camouflage yourself and get rid of all your emails talking about this stuff because they are tracking you and they realize they are sure, they are certain that you are in for intense persecution. It's going to start pretty soon, so you need to get out there before it happens. And switch, because people are allowed to change their mind, you know. And what do they know? They don't know anything. They know what you tell them. That's it. So they're saying, do not attack people for their race, ethnicity, or religion. Freedom is for all, and to win a revolution, you must have broad support from the people. Breaking the USA into ethnic homelands can come once the Marxists are destroyed. All people want liberty, and the revolution needs friends, not enemies. Lone wolves, this is what the militia is saying. Lone wolves, stand down. What you do never helps free people. It's propaganda for the democratic Marxists. It helps the Bolsheviks. All that came before you are in fact enemies of the people. You will be punished for your action by the patriots. Their punishment will be worse. You are not helping. The militias have people in every jail and prison in America. If you are a lone wolf and go out and murder innocent people, you will be murdered in prison. This is propaganda. While the Marxists will respond by demanding an end to gun rights, the militia will gain support of the people by brutally and viciously murdering you to demonstrate that revolutionary justice serves the people by action, not words. In a revolution, you must have moral force if you are going to get popular support. You cannot be as broadly oppressive as the Marxist Democrats are. This means attacking legitimate targets. What is a legitimate target? Government, law enforcement, military targets, political targets, economic targets, energy targets, communication hubs, and transportation targets. Target selection is based on effects. Let the professionals pick these targets. Unorganized and unfocused attacks hurt the cause. Every attack should be done not just for the maximum results, but from the synergy of coordinated attacks. They need
now,
coordination
hold on,
so
hold
as
on.
To have... Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. I must say that we are not, this program nor the network, is recommending that anyone engage in any of these targeted activities or activities to target the targets. What we're doing here is reporting what Mitchell Henderson, a journalist, has been able to find out from the highest levels of the Patriot militia community. Okay? That's what their doctrine is. This is called journalism. We're reporting on what they're thinking and the way they see a successful revolution to throw off Bolshevik, communist, fascist, Zionists, and others of that ilk would be like and how it has to be operated. Go ahead.
Right. They're actually saying that to let the professionals do it. Do not go out and do any of this.
There you go.
They will plan it, they will do it, they will coordinate it. They need coordination so as to have the most favorable psychological effects. This requires much research and deliberation. The militias have trained and capable people in them. Just follow the passive requests of the militia and leave the rest to them. That's what they're saying. They don't want you to go out and do something because that is just going to mess up their program. It will hurt the revolution if you go do these things. Let them do it. The actions that you may independently take may hurt the cause and put you in prison. Victory requires well-disciplined, professionally executed, and coordinated action. At some point, the revolution will reach critical mass, and then you can come out of the woodwork to surge on the satanic Marxists and destroy them. Okay? So the Second American Revolution. The revolution will follow the classical insurgency warfare theory. This was best articulated by Mao Zedong in China. The first phase is to build popular support. The Marxist Democrats accomplished this for us by thinking that we were stupid and gullible as to ignore the rigging of elections. That the Marxist Democrats cheated unrealistically was a windfall for the revolution. That is why the Second American Revolution was launched the day after the election day on November 9th, 2022. Popular support is necessary for intelligence, counterintelligence, logistical support, transportation, base camps, and safe houses. This must be established prior to any violent action. This is psychological warfare. The second phase is to attack the oppressors where they are weak and isolated. This is controlled violence, not useless anarchy. These attacks are used to capture weapons and other valuable equipment. During this phase, there will be focused attacks to elicit an overreaction from the government to get them to increase oppression. These actions alienate the people and drive them into the arms of the revolution. This is called raising the political consciousness of the masses. This is guerrilla warfare, both rural and urban. The third phase is where the attacks on the oppressors go from attacking weak, isolated targets to more organized and coordinated attacks on more hardened targets. This is open war on the oppressor. This is revolutionary warfare. The fourth phase is to organize into conventional tactical units and challenge the oppressors openly in their safe spaces. This is the conventional phase of pitched battles. This is civil war. The fifth phase is to create a new republic that is structured such that Marxist and woke people cannot possibly enslave us again. There must be justice and a reckoning. There must be a price for all who supported the oppressors have to pay. The woke would never forgive the free, so the free must not tolerate the woke.
Never. That's totally correct. The woke will never support the free. Correct.
Yep. This is total war. Okay. So the Second American Civil War. The woke Marxist Democrats will seek to defend themselves by attempting to pit the people against themselves. They will instigate a civil war to rally their followers. They have spent decades pitting races, ethnicities, classes, religions, sexes, genders, and ideologies against each other. The militias are united in the common cause of human liberty. After the revolution, we can talk about racial and ethnic homelands, even a cosmopolitan homeland for those who so desire. But if we want to stay free, we have to get divorced. Under Marxist critical race theory, white people are incurably racist. This means that no other race can possibly be treated fairly around white people. We know that's not true, but this is their perception, and they're going to stick to it.
Yep.
Minorities will forever be aggrieved, and injustice will prevail all around, as they see it. Separation is the only way to preserve human liberty. The 1965 Hart-Sellers Act was meant to bring a diversity of immigrants to create division amongst the population in order to insinuate themselves as the arbiters and the protectors. We have little time because the Antichrist Marxist Democrat Biden regime is bringing millions of illegal immigrants from all over the world, except for Europe, to exterminate white people, and our preference for, this is the key thing, and our preference for individual freedom and personal initiative and responsibility. That is what they hate. That is called ableism, and they hate it. All people should struggle together against the satanic Marxist oppressor so that we can all be free. In other words, do not take the bait of civil war. If the revolution falls into civil war, the revolution could fail. If the revolution fails, straight white males will be genocided. The revolution is existential for the white race and the right race and the American freedom. The white race is on death ground. We must fight or go extinct. And that fight, by that they mean the passive fight too, not the active. So the militias are aware of this. They will crush any group trying to do a race war. After the revolution, there will be a black homeland occupied and ruled by black people alone. No whites allowed. Of course, we have many mixed-race people, so there must be a cosmopolitan homeland for them also. Liberty is not racial, and the goal of the revolution is freedom and liberty. The black, Hispanic, and other homelands will define liberty for themselves. In the spirit of liberty, whites will not define freedom and liberty for other groups. Any threats to the revolution must be dealt with appropriately. There is no substitute for victory.
Again, you're hearing Mitchell Henderson reporting back on the general state of mind of the American patriot community, vis-a-vis where we are now, that this government has nothing to do with the Constitution or representing the will of the people. Nothing. It's a fraud. It's a junta. It's a very bad joke.
Yeah. So, the end of the American Empire. America was founded as a nation of individual liberty. The sole purpose of the government was to protect the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of its citizens. Unfortunately, our Constitution provides no penalties for politicians who violate the Constitution. There's no greater threat to our freedom than politicians. We must fix that after the revolution. For example, the right to bear arms is a natural or God-given and inalienable right. Politicians have tried to alienate that right since the beginning of the Republic. What is the logic of allowing politicians to submit bills to restrict or circumscribe our rights? It should be counted as treason to restrict any enumerated rights in the Constitution. It attacks the very foundation of America. Think about these things. So, double jeopardy is prohibited by the Constitution. But if you rob a bank and the state puts you in prison for 2 years for robbery, when you get out, the federal government could try you again for the same act. The federal government argues that they are separate crimes. The first, armed robbery, the second, robbing a federally insured bank. This is a misdirection. There is just one action, but is split into two different jurisdictions to get around the prohibition against double jeopardy. The Constitution says that they shall work no corruption of blood. This means that you are only accountable for your crimes. You can never be responsible for the crimes of your ancestors. Yet the federal government officially backs critical race theory, which postulates that white people alive today should be held accountable and pay for the crimes of their parents. So there is no equality of the races because white people have to pay for what their ancestors did. So the black man has to get the job before a white man because of what white man's ancestors did. This is clearly stated in the Constitution, but you can see how our politicians ignore it. The Constitution is, in fact, dead. Not only does the U.S. Constitution fail to protect your rights, but they go about interpreting your rights away at any opportunity because your rights interfere with their power. Okay, that's all it is. They want complete and total power over you, and your rights interfere with that. Not only does the United States not have free and fair elections, but the Constitution of the United States is ignored by those who are trusted to protect and defend it. The Constitution and Bill of Rights is effectively void. The Republican Party has failed us also. They are part of the problem and have never been a part of the solution. There is no legal framework that exists for us to get our liberty back. Revolution is the only way. Politicians want power. Marxist Democratic politicians want absolute power. They do not even care if there is a window dressing of democracy. Enslaving Americans is not enough. American political power requires the enslavement of humanity. While humanity is sick and tired of oppressive and bullying American Marxists, World War III is the world revolution against American bullying. The second American Revolution is Americans against government bullying. The present war is for human liberty and the liberty and sovereignty, both of domestic and foreign. The job of the U.S. government was specifically to keep Americans free. Instead, they have enslaved both us and the rest of humanity under the unconstitutional rubric of, quote, freeing the world. You see, it is always the opposite. They have, in fact, enslaved the world. For us to be free, American empire must fall. It will. I mean, they're making so many stupid mistakes that it's going to fail.
Oh, they're endless. It's an endless procession of mistakes. They're stupid. They're dumb. They're blundering.
Another reason not to vote. You should not go out there and own what's happening. What's happening, they're doing it against you. This is crime
locally
against
only.
You. Don't
locally
vote for
only.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways.
And I'm not even convinced that we should bother voting on the state level for our state senator to go to Washington. It doesn't matter. They everything's rigged. It's all rigged. It doesn't matter.
It is. They weren't sure. They were going to look at how the, you know, like do a postmortem on it and figure it out and come up with a future statement about it. So, you know, I'm just waiting to hear from them. I'm going to hear from them again this week, big time.
This is really interesting research you've done, for sure. There is a real America left. It's there. Make no mistake about it. And you don't need to do anything stupid on your own. And this is not a cue trick to get you to sit back and do nothing. But there are people here who are dedicated. Obviously, they're going to put their lives on the line to saving the Constitution and this country. And they need to be let alone. Do their thing.
Well, this is something that surprised me, Jeff, is before the election, okay, when I talked to militia people and stuff, they were very vague about many things. And sometimes I even thought maybe they seemed a bit reckless. But this time was so very different because they came out and said, no, no, no. The people that are running the revolution are very well trained, very well educated. They know what they're doing. They know how to organize. They're professional. Okay, so it's not that you're going to never do anything. It's just that they know that you've got bills to pay, you got kids in school, you got all this stuff, and you're not prone to take action. So they're going to have these passive tactics for people to support the revolution. And the first tactic is to not vote, don't give legitimacy to these jerks. The second thing is protect yourself, camouflage yourself, because they're coming for you, okay? And they're going to, I mean, you don't have to do anything. They're gonna pile it all on you. You're going to look bad without doing a single thing bad. So that even more says you should be careful and don't do anything or say anything that will compromise yourself. We need you. They're doing the revolution to free the people, decent people. They don't want you dead. They don't want you hurt. They want you free, and they want you to have liberty. Okay, these are the, like the Russians. They don't want all the people to be drowned in a flood just to prove that the Ukrainians are jerks. They would rather you live and not die. Okay, so that's why they want to handle it. Later on, when everything's anarchy and crazy, you can do what you want, but leave it to the professionals for right now. They're getting their act together. They're planning. They know what they're doing. They've done this. They've actually done this for the United States government in foreign lands. Okay, so they've had a good educator and a good education in this.
Your point about the Russians is really important. They have, if there's such a thing as fighting a humane war, war is ugly. War people die. The Russians are doing it. They've held back so much. It's amazing. Yes, some of the decisions have not been the best from what I can see. I'm an amateur sitting here halfway around the world. Mm-hmm. But they are fighting a very humane war where they're trying to protect. They view Russian-speaking Ukrainians as Russians. They're not going to kill their own people. Americans don't get that.
No, they don't get it at all. And it's like, I don't know, Jeff. It's just that if you stop and think about it, I spent 28 years in the Army. I went to 16 conflict zones, and I'll tell you right now, I never was involved in a war anywhere where we were fighting to protect the U.S. Constitution, to protect the United States of America, or to protect the people of the United States. Never did I fight in 28 years. Never was I involved in any war to do any of those things. Okay, right. And I will tell you this: that war is an abominable nightmare. You cannot even begin to imagine how horrific it is. Okay, and who are the people who are bringing all these wars to everybody on Earth all the time? It is the Marxist Democrats. It is the United States of America gone wild. They no longer are taking care of us. They're taking care of trying to get power. They're taking care of themselves and their rich buddies, their global homo elite,
Yeah.
So we got to quit living for them and start living for us.
Of, by, and for the people.
Yep. Because it's not that now. It is nothing near that right now.
We have no government. We have no national government. We don't have state governments. Some are worse than others. We have local governments.
Yeah.
But what that thing is in Washington bears no resemblance to the constitutional republic that we're supposed to be. Nothing.
No.
It's running wild. Answerable to no one. Disgusting.
Yep, answerable to no one. It is absolute power that they want, and they are going to try to get it. I mean, they've got a lot of it right now. I mean, we just went through 2 years of seeing sort of what a dictatorship is like, making us stand 6 feet apart, wearing masks, doing worthless, stupid things, and they did it just to see if we would obey. It was an obedience test. All of it was just an obedience test.
AI supercomputer modeling, they gamed it all. I think they knew.
Yeah,
and I wanted to see it work, so it did.
Yeah.
That's sad. All right. Mitch, thank you. Be careful.
Okay.
Talk to you next week. Very interesting reporting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Good night. Mitchell Henderson. Okay. Wow. That's a lot of information in 3 hours. Back with you tomorrow night, 21 hours. Take care. We'll talk soon. You be well.